You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Alan Mike J dropped a very, very interesting comment, which led me to actually search out this article. Gentlemen, here is another reason why it's time for you to put ice water in your veins. Now, this article was published on the 28th of July. Ever been quote unquote ghosted by someone? This lawmaker wants to make it a punishable offense. Well. Now, before I start with this article, we all should know about the piss blonde weave wearing black woman who sued the guy for $10,000 over what? Essentially, he ghosted her. Now, that event right there dropped the code into the matrix. And all it was going to take was some politician to try to take that code and reverse engineer it to make it something that's beneficial to who? Women. Yeah. However, the location of this politician doesn't mesh well. However, gentlemen, be forewarned. There will be some politician in the West that tries to actually reverse engineer it to more of a Western palette. Mm-hmm. Ghosting someone is nobody's proudest dating moment. But should it be a punishable offense? That's the position of a lawmaker in the Philippines who has proposed that abruptly cutting off contact with a romantic partner without explanation should be considered, quote unquote, an emotional offense. Stop the presses. Stop the goddamn presses. Now, before I go any further, gentlemen, how many of you have been flaked on? You see, let's look at the terms here. Flaking, ghosting. When women flake, men are told, you know what? You got to take it on the chin. Go find another one. However, when women get ghosted on, oh my God, we have to stop the whole fucking world. Yeah. See, flaking is looked at as quote unquote innocent. Well, she didn't feel comfortable. She felt like something might have been off. Whereas ghosting is looked at as, oh my God, you're a horrible person. How can you not show up? You made a commitment. See, they want flaking to be the female form of this. They want ghosting to be the male form. Why? Because flaking sounds more innocent, where ghosting sounds more sinister. You see how they're trying to differentiate this? But fellas, make no mistake. There should be a whole lot of men who should be able to bring lawsuits against women who flaked on them. But unfortunately, you have the simping forces who will say, nah, man, nah, you just take it on the chin. No. Representative Arnie Tevis Jr., aka Panda Bear in a Suit, a member of the Nationalist People's Coalition, says, quote unquote, ghosting is a form of spite that develops feelings of rejection and neglect and should be considered an abusive act. Once again, how many men are flaked on, i.e. ghosted, by women per year? Yeah, there are far more men who've been flaked on than women who've been ghosted. However, you constantly see on social media women who are saying, oh, he ghosted me. Oh, he did this. Oh, he didn't show up. Blah, 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 blah. Last month, he filed House Bill number 611, which was just publicly released this week. In it, Tevis claims that ghosting in a dating relationship can be, quote unquote, mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausting to the quote unquote ghosted person. Once again, is this bill going to be equal down the line? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, we know that a bill like this is not going to get off the ground. However, gentlemen, the precedent has been set with that court case and the fact that that judge actually sat there and let that woman disrespect him. Yeah. And the fact that he actually tried to explain to this woman what perjury really was. See, that right there was the test run to see if ghosting can be made some sort of offense that women can use. Yeah. Being ghosted can have negative effects on a person's mental health as they must try to process the unexplained reasons for the end of a relationship, he said. Ghosting can even be, quote unquote, likened to a form of emotional cruelty as it leaves a dumped person without closure. You want to know people who rarely get closure? Men who get divorced. I'm not happy. Well, what the hell does that mean? It means I'm not happy, so therefore I'm going to blow up the entire marriage. Now, when it comes to quote unquote ghosting, usually it's at the beginning when the person says, you know what? Something's off with this other person. I'm not getting a good vibe. Now, why do men ghost women at the end of relationships? Well, we have to look at how media has programmed men to believe that we need to constantly fix things, and it has programmed women to believe that they can be destructive to men once their feelings are hurt. See, that's something that's not mentioned here, excuse me. Whenever a woman is dumped, she's told by the court of public opinion what she does afterwards, she's in the right. So yeah, how many videos do we have of men being assaulted verbally and physically by women that they are no longer with? See, that's a reason why a man would ghost a woman, because he knows once she rejects her, she's allowed by society to go absolutely batshit crazy. Ghosting can lead to quote unquote ridicule and humiliation. The ambiguity with ghosting is that there is no real closure between parties concerned, and as such, it can be likened to a form of emotional cruelty and should be punished as an emotional offense because of the trauma it causes to the quote-unquote ghosted, said the bill's explanatory note. The bill also claims that ghosting can lead to blah, 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 blah. At this point, I no longer care. Why? Because until we're ready to address how women treat men in these situations, why the hell should men care about women's feelings when it comes to this? Blah, 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 blah. Curiously, Tevis didn't propose a specific penalty for ghosting, although his bill says it should be punished. That's all I'm going to read for this article. However, I've made my case. Why is it that women are finally getting the equality that they claim they want, not being able to handle said equality? Yeah, men get flaked on all the time, i.e. female ghosting. But yet, we're told to take it on the chin. We're told not to be emotional about it. Just move on. Ladies, you need to just move on too. But I forgot your entitlement complex. If a man says he's going to do something, then you want to say, well, he said that, so it's written in stone, i.e., we're not allowed to change our minds about something because we're men and we should stick to our word. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. But, situations like what happened to that man who got sued for that $10,000? Stupid ass bill proposals like this? Yeah. More and more men are simply going to throw their ninja smoke bombs and inject ice water into their veins. Ladies, more and more men are about to become extremely cold. Yeah. Cold, i.e. indifferent. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of these stupid politicians and lawmakers who pander to you just to get your vote will go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men are going to keep their veins cold, i.e. become completely indifferent to your quote-unquote suffering. And yeah, you're going to have to face this new environment that you created alone. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am